I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports an additional 53 people died of COVID-19 over the weekend. Capital News Illinois reports that pushes the total to just under 9,000. Illinois nears this milestone as the statewide test positivity rate inched above 4% for the first time since early September. Over the weekend, Illinois also saw its 7-day rolling positivity rate spike to levels it hadn't seen in many weeks. Region 1 in northwest Illinois continues to have the highest rate at 9.7%. In other news, it's 3 weeks before Election Day, and more than 500,000 Illinoisans already voted. Hannah Meisel has more.
An emphasis on voting early, by mail or in person, during the coronavirus pandemic has meant record-breaking totals for pre-election day voting in Illinois. As of Friday, more than 526,000 people have either submitted their ballots or gone to early voting locations. Earlier this year, lawmakers passed a measure requiring the state to send applications for mail-in ballots to all Illinoisans who voted in the last few election cycles. More than 2 million voters have requested a mail-in ballot, and nearly 400,000 have completed and mailed their ballots so far, or returned them at special ballot drop boxes in many parts of the state. As Election Day nears, more early voting locations will open. Voters can find drop box locations and their polling place at elections.il.gov. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A $750,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice will allow the Center for Prevention of Abuse to expand services for Illinois survivors of human trafficking. Sarah Seyfried directs the CFPA Human Trafficking Division.
What this grant allows us to do is expand our victim service population, so be able to expand our services to survivors of both sex and labor trafficking.
In the past 2 years, the center helped survivors between the ages of 11 and 62. Dozens of Red Cross volunteers from Illinois are helping with disaster recovery across the nation. Record-setting Hurricane Delta brought heavy winds and flooding to the south 6 weeks after Hurricane Laura hit the area. Currently, 53 volunteers from Illinois are helping those displaced by these disasters and the wildfires out west. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Missouri health officials say a database extract error resulted in an incorrect inflation of the number of reported COVID-19 cases in the Show Me State going back over several days. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said in a news release Sunday it's in the process of migrating all COVID-19 testing and case data into one new consolidated system. The agency said Sunday it is working urgently to resolve the issue and will update its website with the correct numbers once it's done. The revised coronavirus numbers for Missouri are pending. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost updated his constituents on Monday on his status after reporting last week he had tested positive for COVID-19. In a video posted to his Facebook page, the 12th District Representative from Murfreesboro said he is doing pretty well and following federal and local health guidelines.
I have a few minor symptoms still remaining, but getting over it fairly quickly. We've got to do the full quarantine through and for the CDC guidelines, as well as what the local health department is requiring. So in a couple weeks, we'll be up to 100% doing exactly what we need to do.
Boss said his wife, Tracy, also tested positive, and he thanked his constituents for well wishes. Boss said his staff is also isolating according to health guidelines.